Who have you been ghosted by that wasn't a date? It's 99.7 DJX. Like, I have an example of being ghosted by someone who wasn't a date. My primary care doctor ghosted me.
You were ghosted by your doctor?
Yeah.
And you didn't get a letter?
Nope.
Like, hey, I'm closing up shop or I'm moving or whatever. You got no letter.
Nothing. Nothing.
That's not very... Did they get arrested?
No, yeah, good question. No clue.
Okay.
Apparently this doctor just, and the only reason I found out is because it had been a while since, I had been contacted about like, a follow up or whatever. And so I called and they were like, yeah, that doctor left.
Oh.
And I was like, well, can I see someone else? And they're like, we're not taking patients. Yeah, it was so wild. What I was like, hang
world?
On a second. So I got ghost. I was like, where'd he go? And we're like, well, we can't say.
What?
I'm like, what do you mean you can't say?
Practice is that?
I know. So
you send a letter to all of their patients when a doctor, that's what you do, right? You're supposed to do that and then say, okay, you can still see anybody else in the practice if you'd like. And here's the process to find a new doctor if you don't want to follow them where they're going.
Yeah. So just to be sure, I drove to the alley and to that white van. And I was like, listen. And sure enough, the van was gone. So.
Oh, wow.
You
that
didn't
might be part of it.
You know, didn't take my insurance or anything. So I mean, it was crazy.
Back they wanted alley cash. Doctor is not there anymore.
I know, they wanted cash only.
Yeah.
No, I kid about that last part, but the first part, yes, I did get ghosted by my doctor. So that was
that is astounding. They didn't send a letter to all patients alerting that hey, you'll have to find a new doctor.
I mean, I don't think they did.
Oh, well, there's a chance that maybe you just got lost in the mail or you just didn't open it thinking it was junk mail.
I mean, there's always a chance, but I would swear to you that I didn't get any sort of notification.
Did you ask if they sent that out? Did you not think to ask if they sent out a letter and hey, like,
yeah,
can I still see someone else in the practice?
Yeah, I don't know if I did or not.
What am I supposed to do at this point?
I'm not really sure if I did.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was a while ago, Kelly.
Oh, wow.
So,
your wife didn't suggest you ask these basic questions?
Usually she's the one that yeah, exactly. Yeah. Usually she's the one that's like, hey, you know what? You're going to need to follow up on this. And I was like,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good point.
Right.
All right. So anyways, Tina, she got ghosted by someone other than a lover. All right.
Wait, I feel like we need to launch a full on investigation into what happened to your doctor.
Man, that's a good question. I feel like they may have said he moved to Florida. Or something.
Oh, okay.
And on
but
the
again,
phone,
a letter
but
would
but
be great.
But again, they're like, well, we can't really, you know, do anything because he's not in state anymore, and
right.
Yeah, it was wild.
But typically, was he in practice with other doctors? Because typically, you can see other doctors in the practice.
No, I understand everything that you're saying, Kelly.
Oh, okay, just makes zero sense right now.
Everything you say makes sense, yes.
Right.
But it didn't happen. And so they just.
And that ship has sailed and it's
up
fine?
Up and gone. And I was just like, oh, okay. So what do I do? Okay. Bye.
It's fine. As long as they have little clinics, I'm good to go.
I guess. Right. Exactly. So, all right. Let's get to a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, I listen every morning and usually laugh at every sorry staff that writes you about their problems. That sounded a little judgy. And I can't believe I'm that sorry staff now.
Oh, okay. All right. So
seriously,
brings it back around.
I have probably the stupidest problem, but I don't really know who to ask about it because I'm so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here it goes. My hairdresser has ghosted me.
Okay.
Like gone. She apparently left the salon I've gone to for 2 years. Didn't even let me know.
Mm.
She's been there for as long as I can remember, so I know she got along with everyone there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like her to not keep in touch if she moved away.
Mm-hmm.
I messaged her on Facebook, Instagram, blew up her Snapchat when I was tipsy this weekend. Still got nothing.
Wow.
Did I not tip her enough? Is my hair annoying to do? It can't be worse than any of her other clients.
Uh-huh.
Can you guys help me figure out what to do or what I could have done?
Uh-huh.
I am super picky about my hair and I don't want to accept defeat just yet.
Uh-huh.
Do I keep trying to hunt her down or am I being a little creepy? OMG, this is so embarrassing. Tina.
Oh, Tina.
Oh, dang it.
I mean, at what point do you just say, okay, I'm going to try to find someone else? You tried for several days.
You reached out on all the platforms I would have suggested.
Yeah.
Did the salon tell you where she went?
Well, have you been able to talk to the salon and say, hey, can you tell me where so-and-so went? And, you know, maybe just switch salons.
Yeah, I was a regular client.
Yeah. And just go to wherever she went to, you know? Because sometimes because I'm not a hairdresser, but isn't it where hairdressers typically, they rent space at a salon? And so their clients that come to see them, you know, they have to pay like the salon owner to have a chair there. But
and unless she's just getting out of the business of doing hair, I would think you want to tell your clients so they'll follow you.
Mm. Yeah, right.
You
exactly.
Know?
Ooh, Jen texted in and said, hate to tell you this, but you got fired as a client.
Oh,
my mom was a hairdresser for 39 years.
Oh, no.
Does that hurt a little bit?
Yeah.
When you're like, wait, what did I do?
Well, she did say she's picky about her hair. Maybe she was a little too picky.
That makes me wonder
stylist.
If my primary care physician did the same thing for me and was like, you know what? I can't see Ben anymore. He has too many questions about things. Like, hey, this freckle, can you take a look at this freckle again?
Yeah, I don't peg you as one that asks too many questions. So I peg you as one that never goes to the doctor, so he probably thought, it's fine if we don't tell Ben.
He walks in, Ben, pull your pants up, we're not doing prostates today. Okay, fine!
No, you never go to the doctor, so that's probably why.
Mm.
They probably just thought you ghosted them.
They were probably like, well, this guy obviously is never coming back, so right. we'll just go ahead.
We don't need to tell him. It's fine.
Yeah, they were sending out nice little care packages.
Right.
Hey, we could recommend one of the other doctors in our group.
We haven't
seen him
in years. He's probably not a part of our practice anymore.
Listen, you say that like that. Okay, all right. That may have actually happened. Who knows?
Okay, but back to Tina.
All right, Tina, 502-795-1997. Two things. One, how hard do you push? And two, who have you been ghosted by that wasn't a date? Are you in my group that your doctor just went and said, see ya?
Oh,
or what? Yeah, 502-795-1997.
It's not looking good for Tina. People are rolling in. Your hairdresser's just not that into you.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up. Maybe you were a hairdresser and you had to ghost someone. Let us know, too, and tell us why that was the case. On the way on 99.70JX. Who have you been ghosted by that wasn't a date? Were you like me? Did you get ghosted by your doctor? And then one day you just kind of like try to make an appointment and it's like, oh, hey, they're not here anymore.
I choose to think they sent out a letter either you didn't get or it's been so long they thought that you were no longer a patient anymore.
I mean, all that, it could be true. It's been a long time.
Yes.
Tina got ghosted by her hairdresser, has tried several times to get back in touch with her, has no idea what the deal was. Stella reached out and said, I used to manage a hair salon. Sometimes it's not a booth rental situation, but commission. So there's contracts, and they could technically sue her if she has communication with any of her clients if she leaves. So
because the clients are the clients of the salon
exactly.
And not the stylist in that situation.
Exactly. So maybe she's in that type of situation or had some sort of life crisis and is avoiding all things pertaining to the salon right now. So
she says if you contact the salon directly and they give you all the smiles and the happiness and say they have no idea where she is or what happened, but they'd be glad to book her with another stylist, that's a perfect sign it was commission.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Alexa says, as a fellow hairstylist, the salon won't tell you. The business isn't what it used to be. It sounds like something ended badly with the salon and her. But also, if she wanted to tell you where she was going, she would have. Hashtag fired.
Yeah, yeah. Fran rolls in on Facebook and says, hairstylist here. She does not want to do your hair anymore.
Ooh.
It's probably a you thing, not your hair.
No.
Oh, no.
These are all the things Tina did not want to
hear. No. She said, sometimes we just don't mesh with the people and it's no big deal. When we move salons, it's an opportunity to let go of clients that don't suit us. She probably just didn't know how to tell you. Fran says, I personally would have recommended you to someone else, but not everyone is able to have that conversation. So just move on.
Okay.
Man, a lot of people were like,
take
hey, if she wanted you still as a client, she would have somehow let you know. Now, unless it's the situation that our listener Stella said and that she's commission and...
Yeah, and she couldn't.
And
legally.
She can't because she could get sued by the salon. So, and if that's the case, man, that must be like a high... I mean, assuming that's a high-end...
Because people are
salon.
Particular about who does their hair. Because there's so many people that go to the same person for years and years for a reason.
Yeah.
Because they like the way that person does it.
Does their hair, right.
Yeah. So the fact that kind of the salon looks at it sometimes as you're mine and not like that person's interesting.
Kelly, did you ghosted a salon
guy,
right?
No, I didn't ghost him. I told him.
Oh, you wound up telling him? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember there was
anymore, but I went to him for 17 years. And
right.
Was awesome.
Right. Exactly. And you felt like it was like a breakup.
Yes.
And you're like, it is kind of you and it is kind of me.
Well, he was on vacation. And I had to get in with somebody and then she did a really good job. And I was just like, hey, you know, we're
so wait, it was the same building?
No, not the same building. No,
oh, okay,
completely
okay.
Different salon altogether.
Oh my gosh, like, I was going to say.
No, I cold called.
That would be savage.
No, I just cold called some salons. It's like, hey, can you give me like today?
Right.
And they did.
Right.
And they did a great job.
And then you just went ahead and went with them.
Yeah, and I was just like, well, it was less harsh on my hair needs had changed.
Yeah. And so that's what you told him. You're like, listen, my hair needs have changed. You were great for 17 years, but now I just needed
someone else. We don't need to talk about that.
Does he still not know?
Ben, yes, no, everything is fine.
Oh, okay.
Everything is fine.
Okay. I was like, wow, I felt like this was something that was already out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're giving me a look.
This is about Tina.
I know
this
it's about,
is about
Tina.
Tina.
I know it's about Tina.
It's about Tina.
I can't remember if the things you tell me are sometimes off the air or on the air. I can't remember this all the time.
I'll volunteer it. Lisa says, I will be texting my hairdresser today to let her know I'm now aware of the tricks of the trade and she better never ghost me. Thankfully, we're friends.
All right. That's good. See, if nothing else, we're opening the eyes to both hairstylists and their clientele. So
exactly.
All right.
It's a close relationship.
Yeah, so Tina, we're thinking, let's go ahead and call off the dogs here, all right? Find someone else.
Yeah, I think you've done everything that you should do, and if she's not getting back with you and giving you an explanation, then that's your hint.
Okay.
I've got a great girl, though.
Fantastic. I know, you're in a better place now. That's great.
I was in a good place before, but he's no longer an option because he's not doing the business anymore.
All right. But he was back then. It's fine. We're done. Kelly doesn't want to talk about this. All right. That's group therapy.